You're listening to SBS News.
Since Europeans first came to Australia, the country's relationship with alcohol has been a long and complex one. The COVID-19 pandemic has added an extra layer of complexity. Researchers from the University of New South Wales have looked at how the pandemic affected alcohol consumption and purchasing in New South Wales before, during and after the New South Wales lockdown. Professor Alison Ritter is the director of the Drug Policy Modelling Program at the University of New South Wales and one of the authors of the study. She says some of the results are surprising.
We thought that lots more people were drinking a lot more under lockdown. That's not what we found. We found that 2 out of every 3 people had either decreased their drinking or weren't drinking any more than they were before lockdown. So people are looking after themselves. They're resilient. They're showing self-care. Quite a few people stopped drinking altogether under lockdown. And we weren't expecting that because I think the story's been so far that, you know, everyone's drinking heaps.
Professor Ritter says around 2/3 of the 500 respondents interviewed for the study said they were really aware of their drinking and took minimising their consumption seriously. But she says also 1/3 of the sample increased their drinking under lockdown, but when they were interviewed again in June, most had bounced back to their original drinking habits. The study found young people, especially Generation Z or 18 to 24-year-olds, were those who had reduced their drinking more than any other age group during this period.
Younger people are drinking less and less, and that's been going on for quite a few years now. And under lockdown, younger people were most likely to decrease their consumption. That's associated with the closure of licensed venues, but we really need to shift our focus away from young people and start to talk about, you know, baby boomers and their drinking. And we need to talk about men's drinking. That was the other surprising finding. So most work suggests that it's women who have increased their drinking. Actually, it's not. In our sample, there was no difference between men and women.
Women were just as likely to decrease their drinking as men were, and just as likely to increase their drinking as men were, meaning gender was not a significant factor in the study. The study suggests the focus on women and young people needs to partly shift to the problematic drinking habits of men over the age of 40. Dr. Claire Wilkinson says there's a need for more targeted drinking campaigns for this demographic.
I think what we can take away here is that there's been a divergence of patterns, and so alcohol policy or public health messaging going forward needs to be nuanced and talk to particular patterns among particular groups of people. Alcohol policy often tends to be implemented at a population level universally, and our study suggests that there could be further benefits to reducing harms associated with alcohol consumption by tailored approaches to messages and policy.
Online sales increased from 19% in February to 28% at the height of the lockdown, a result expected considering on-premise alcohol availability all but ceased during lockdown. There was a statistically significant increase in purchasing from online alcohol delivery services, the study found. However, this did not align with an increase in alcohol consumption. The survey found it was the group that did not change their alcohol consumption who had the highest proportion of people purchasing alcohol online before the lockdown. Ms. Wilkinson explains.
Purchasing of alcohol online increased in our sample, but it wasn't a significant predictor of being in the group of people that increased their alcohol consumption with COVID-19. So while further research into the impact of online alcohol sales seems warranted, we don't necessarily want to assume that it's online sales that are associated with problematic alcohol consumption patterns.
The study found there was no significant increase in consumption based on managing negative feelings. Most people were drinking for social reasons before lockdown. During lockdown, this declined, but without an increase in drinking motivated by negative feelings, the study found there was no evidence that the group who increased their drinking did so to manage depression or anxiety. However, drinking alone, which has been considered a marker for alcohol-related harm, increased, particularly for men. Dr. Tina Lamb is a research fellow at the Monash Addiction Research Centre in Melbourne. She says it would be interesting to see a study looking at how restrictions in other parts of the country, especially in Melbourne, might produce similar results.
I think think the effects in Victoria will be quite different. So everyone's talking about, you know, the feeling of lockdown number two being quite different. You know, there are more feelings of stress, anxiety, depression. The economic impacts are much larger. And we know that job losses, for example, even in this UNSW survey, that was associated with an increase in drinking when people had a reduction in their income.
In a statement, Alcohol Beverages Australia welcomed the findings in the study, saying they calmed the hysteria of those groups seeking to impose more regulation on the lives of Australians who drink in moderation and enjoy a beer, wine or spirit as part of a social occasion. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.